Just came from my local CAGFT meeting. Complain about government full time. This is Founders Solutions. I'm David Allen Punt. There must be something I can do except moan and groan. I know the current crop of elected officials and bureaucrats aren't always the culprits, the troublemakers, the problem givers. We need solutions, which is what the founders gave us back in 1787. Uncle Joe is probably mumbling at this very moment, what the heck, don't those guys ever forget? Those guys would be the House of Representatives Oversight Committee investigators who sent a letter to Special Counsel Robert K. Hur, the special counsel appointed to look into Uncle Joe's collection of classified documents, the ones stashed in his University of Pennsylvania hidey hole, and the ones at the main house next to the Corvette. Bob Hur. Bob Hur. Don't hear much out of Bob these days. Lots of things about that other guy tagged with classified document collecting, but not much about Bob's case against Uncle Joe. Wonder why that is. A Margot Cleveland piece in The Federalist the other day wondered the same thing. Why we haven't heard much from Bob lately? Margot suggests that what the House Oversight guys really want to find out is when Joe's people became concerned about his document collection problem. Because it seemed like it was roughly the same day that the DOJ SWAT team surrounded Mar-a-Lago and found Donnie J's stash, supposedly. Now they're wondering if Joe's team found the documents earlier than that because one of the girls in the steno pool stumbled on them in the UPenn office, looked through them and wondered, where did these come from? Should I call the SWAT team? Is justice handed out even-handedly in the Department of Justice? There seems to be a problem. Keeping Hunter's laptop out of the news, a full court press to change election laws just before Uncle Joe gets kicked upstairs. That could be just a function of my radical right-leaning noggin, but does any left-leaning radicals imagine a problem too? The Justice Department is part of the executive branch like the FBI and the CIA and all those other alphabet law enforcement agencies. We know that breaking up is hard to do, but does there need to be some legal separation? Is there something we could do to get rid of the seeming back-and-forth gyrations of the department that seems to flip when the president, the executive, comes from a different political party? Is America now a place where politicians and elected bureaucrats use the power of government to destroy political opponents? Should we fix that? Maybe. Go ahead and start your own CAGFT group. Complain about the government full-time. But one thing more. Check out conventionofstates.com. That would be something we could suggest an amendment to the U.S. Constitution for. Congress won't do it unless we do it first. You and I and 34 of our state legislatures can with an Article 5 Convention of States. And that's today's Founders Solution. I'm David Allen Pike.